And we're live on the Touchdowns and Chances radio station via the Good News Network. Yeah, I messed up, Ada. That's all you.
That's typical of your hairline.
I'm joined as always by Kenneth. And we also got some guests in the house. Shout out to Courtside Radio. I guess I should unmute you, huh?
Chatting here being black as hell about Jordan.
Jace.
What's good, guys?
What's good?
Yeah, man. So if you haven't caught their show, full of energy, man. You gotta listen. Trust me, they're out here slandering Jordan. So definitely troll them on Twitter. Definitely troll them on Twitter.
Some of the realest barbershop talk I've ever. Like, I would wait to get my hair cut just to get my point across. That's how mad I would be. Like, all the barbers stop cutting hair and shit. They're like, yo, wait, what did you say? You gotta go on an appointment next time. I don't know if I can just cut you on a walk in next time.
Yeah, but if you never
only when I'm not here.
Yeah, but if you never listened to our radio show before or a podcast, whatever, however you came across this on the Good News radio station app and website, we're on the intersection of culture, music, mostly football. So I'm real happy to have some fellowship talkers in the house. So pretty much, we wanted to open up with the Carolina Panthers. For those of you who don't know, they actually got estimated for $2.8 billion with a B. So, if you're unfamiliar with the situation, basically, what's his name? Jeremy Richardson?
Jeremy Richardson.
Yeah, that dude with the messed up haircut,
turkey
toupee, pretty much was running a bad culture and
a slave plantation.
The NFL. Oh, yeah. And the NFL owners are pushing him off. So, I guess my question for you, NBA experts over here sitting to my left, how do you think this transitions to all the kind of stuff we're seeing going on with the Mavericks? Because there's tons of rumors right now saying Cuban might be forced to sell.
I think that it won't touch Cuban because of the influence he has.
Agreed.
There's a larger amount of influence Mark Cuban has with the world. That kind of fits because of how he does it. He doesn't do it in a bad way. He does it in a less Donald Trump way, which is acceptable.
In a fraddish kind of way where it's like you can tell he's a cooler, younger guy.
Yeah.
And he's a tech.
Yeah.
But you don't want to piss those guys off.
But
the
thing we got to push back. The reason why people are pushing back is because if you've seen him on Shark Tank, he's big on culture. He knows his employees, blah, blah, blah. So if he is what he says he is, he should have known this happened.
True.
And if he knew this happened, then it ultimately comes down to him.
Well,
they made him sign a waiver saying he wouldn't even be alone with a female coworker. Period.
Yeah. So
it's gonna
be some
type
of stuff. So I don't know what the
Panthers
are about the Panther situation. I think it's just a different because of the era that we're in with everything with black power and black movement and black this, I think it's just a different feel.
But see, that's where the rub is because the NBA is a different culture, right? The NBA is supposed to be a little bit more progressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they can stand that as much as the NFL is, right?
But see, the NFL, they have more billions to work with.
That's true.
That's the thing.
So, I mean, that's what all this shit comes down to. Dollars. Right,
they're looking at celebs trying to buy the Panthers. Like, they're trying to piece up joint ownership.
But if females are really upset and they're writing letters and they're saying we're not going to watch the NBA, you don't think that forces Cuban out?
It would. I think it would.
They start watching Dallas.
I think that.
Ain't nobody watching Dallas.
He'll be all right. We only care about Dennis Smith Jr.
That's the problem. The problem is Dennis Smith Jr. got robbed. There's nobody in Dallas, so it doesn't matter. And then I think Mark Cuban understands one word, two words, hush money.
Facts.
He's smart enough to say, look, this place is making me money. I have hush money. And I'm sorry, if you was touching on me and you paid me a certain amount, I'm going to shut up too.
And a slush fund. And
that's what it boils down to. The NFL players and the people like that are coming out with these sexual conduct things, they're stupid because they're just not paying them. So I'm not saying they should do this.
You pretty much did just say that. I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
So first, Jordan, you brought up T-Mac and made everybody sad. You ruined Black History Month, and now this. Right.
I'm just saying, think about it this way.
He's universal. Okay,
let me put it back on you.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
You are an actor.
Turn up.
Comedian, whatever, basketball, football player, you make all this money.
Yeah.
And you have a wife or whatever the situation is, and you do some cheating.
Yeah.
All I have to do is have you sign a non-disclosure agreement that you cannot say anything. You cannot get any money.
Or I sue.
Now, these chicks breaking those NDAs.
But,
Didn't Kevin Hart teach us about this last year?
But he didn't even have
First
that.
First of all, players that add up Kevin to NFL Hart? Teams. The NFL is a professionals at this. They just admit it.
Right.
They just admit, hey, yeah, so what?
You really thought you was the only one?
Right. Or you come up and say you're not the only one. Like, you own up to it versus, like, scaling back on it. And that's why I think part of the problem is, too, like, shit, I would just own up to it. Like, yeah, I got millions of dollars. I fucked her, too.
Well, that's not even the issue, though. The issue is the culture,
right? Hang around.
Yeah, the culture.
The issue is not intercourse. Grown people can have sex. The issue is the culture.
Tell that to journalists on TV.
Of girls, of females at any level walking into work and not feeling safe. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
Okay.
So.
My problem with that is, though, if girls walk down the street, they don't feel safe.
True.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you talking about, I got millions of dollars, I'm an old, crusty old, you know, Caucasian.
Slapping asses on Friday.
Right.
Short Friday.
Yeah. So when
his neck looks like a Red Lobster's biscuit.
Right. So when I see you walk across in the office with this skin-tight suit on because
Susan
you want to get promoted, shit, my dick is hard. Excuse my French. Y'all curse on this show?
We curse.
Now we do.
Oh, okay. I mean, all our old stuff.
My penis is erect. Pause. But in that setting, so, I'm saying it to say, like, I can understand that the woman, because me, I think that women, you know, should be respected at all costs because they create us. So there should be no reason that they're not respected. But in this environment. In
y'all
this
just trying to get play.
Like, bro, Valentine's Day is over. Valentine's Day is over. There's no need.
In this setting, it's just that in this setting.
You just don't want to sleep on the couch. I feel you.
I think in a setting, it fits both ways. It's kind of like, you know, you shouldn't feel like you have to be scared, I guess you can say, because I heard the point they're scared to come in there versus coming in the locker room. At the same time, you just doing too much now. You're just trying to get paid. You're just trying to get paid a little bit.
They know what it was. A lot of them know what it is.
Yeah.
It's groupie culture in some aspects, and it's people just trying to get what they can get. But there also comes a point where when you're just breaking HR rules, and once you blur those lines, you could never unring that bell.
Yeah.
Well, here's the issue, right? Because if you're the white dude with the billions of dollars, because let's get it straight, none of us are getting away with any of that shit.
Fuck no.
Period.
Right.
But
you can't say hi to a girl at the bus stop.
When you have that billion-dollar white dude privilege and you're getting away with this shit, it's a completely different animal.
Do we think Jerry Jones is clean?
No.
I don't think
he's not clean.
I don't think any of these owners are clean.
Exactly.
But that's what the problem I have with it is. Yeah. Is it setting a precedent of like, okay, we can force you out if enough people are mad, right?
And you'll still get money off selling the team. Mm-hmm. It's the Donald Sterling approach.
Exactly.
So what should they do?
It's I don't know.
My personal opinion is you leave it in
place.
Legal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because then it's like, okay, look, if you're 24 and you walk around this office, obviously you know you got to show your little ass and titties. I mean, show your buttocks and your
ass. It depends. Here's the...
Like, I don't think ass and titties are a cuss word anyway.
Here's the thing with that. It's usually they won't have somebody like that in the office. It'll be like for they'll hire you for a party event or like a dinner. Yeah,
escort.
They won't legally say that. They'll be like you're hired help for the evening.
Yeah. An assistant.
Yeah, player assistant or something like that, or liaison. Yeah. Liaison to whatever.
Head game on the road.
Well,
like they'll find something, and that's where the gray area is, because you're giving people just one-off roles, and then also you know who to not try that on. True. Men in power know who not to try certain things on.
Well, my biggest thing is there's no standard, right? Because what? Russell Simmons is still making money off all his stuff.
Hey, first off, we're not gonna slander.
But Russell. But I'm just using that as an example.
He's a corny dude who got money and this cat.
What's the guy's name from the Panthers?
Jerry Richardson.
Jerry Richardson.
So Jerry Richardson did.
He about to get paid. He about to get paid.
So. I don't know who looks better, him or Blac Chyna right now. And I didn't want to have to.
She's no escort.
So are they going?
She still got a case on the books against the Kardashians.
What's that?
Are they going to allow Diddy to buy the team?
That's the first person.
They ain't going to let Diddy buy the team.
But it's going. He said he's going. Like it was going to be a joint ownership with him. The Magic, whatever the company, Magic and that $1 billion.
They can't keep giving, like, they got to find different
Magic's
Magic.
Gonna Magic's going to take over. Like, what you mean? Magic's going to take
Magic
over.
Magic's going to own everything.
What, they going to have Starbucks out there now? Exactly.
You don't think they're going to give it to them? Nobody Black?
Okay, let me tell you
they
this.
They giving it to nobody Black. They might give it to a
let
white
me tell
woman.
You this. Let me tell you this. So Diddy comes over with a proposal, gets all the dots, all the I's, gets all the money together.
But Oprah and them.
You don't think those rich white owners don't call up Peyton Manning like, hey, Peyton, can you match this offer and just come in and be the Carolina
Panthers?
Tom
Brady. Papa John's ain't paying that money. I forgot.
He got $2 billion?
Papa John's is
I'm sure he could find it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he could find it. Between his family
his endorsement
and whoever
deals?
Else they know.
Yeah.
That's two. I'm done.
You're talking about Southern people who are rich that we don't even know.
Right.
Southern hospitality is a totally different beast. They don't like outsiders. True. And Diddy's he's known as like the New York playboy guy.
But one thing these Caucasoids love is money.
Caucasoids. So word of the day.
Honestly, though, man.
I'm trying not to curse.
That was so clever.
I'm like, that's all I'm like, my bad.
Like, bro, can I
try?
You didn't even have to use it in a sentence. I just want to have the right to just say that at different places.
I'm just saying, though, one thing they love. So you said they're estimated at $2.8 billion?
$2.8 billion.
So if Diddy, Jay-Z, and whoever else come in with 3.5.
Oprah don't care about Black people. Who we know?
But 3.5, you're talking about
Jordan
over
doesn't either.
$2.8 billion, and you're giving me a lot more? That sounds more of like...
It's easier to buy an NBA team than NFL.
It's in a private, right?
It's just, no, NFL is just literally a bunch of rich, old, white dudes.
They're all old and white. Like, I don't imagine them saying, hey, like.
None of them can dance. We know
they're racist.
Come be a, yeah, for
bro,
sure.
No, you first had, of all, remember, bro, they didn't want Cam to have his hair because it wasn't a good look for the franchise.
They didn't want him to have tattoos.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
man. That's the only, yeah.
And the Texans owner was like, you can't have him running the plantation.
Whoa!
He said that in a team meeting.
He said that in a team meeting. Yeah.
What did he say?
A bunch of dudes walked out. DeAndre Hopkins, all the catches.
No, you got to say
they traded Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, he said you can't let have them running their plantation.
You can't have the inmates running the asylum. But then he said something else in the closed door meeting that we don't know. But I'm assuming it was slavish.
I'm assuming it was slavish.
Because literally, when DeAndre Hopkins and like your franchise left tackle walk out and they cancel practice for a day, it's a problem. It was a problem.
All right, man. Well, speaking of racism in the NFL, let's talk about your boy Bill Polian. He had a it's not really a new take,
Mr. Bologna and Mayonnaise Neck.
He's been doubling down on this take really all damn offseason.
Bro, I don't think – I'm going to go back and just say I don't think Bill Polian was that great.
Basically, he's saying Lamar Jackson, Louisville quarterback,
QB,
2016 Heisman winner, 2017 Heisman finalist.
Should have probably won other than just politics this year.
Should be playing receiver at the next level.
Yeah, he said. No. He says that. He says he's short. I'm like, bro, Will Cain, and I hate Will Cain.
He says the same.
He's 6'3".
He's like, the same down size as Baker Mayfield.
No, he's bigger than Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's like my height.
He's 3 inches taller than Russell Wilson.
He weighs 220, and they say he's slight. I'm like.
And he's 3 inches taller than Drew Brees.
And he had better numbers than Johnny Manziel.
But he's electric with the ball in his hands, so that means he got to play receiver.
He's 2 inches taller than Michael Vick, who I compare him to.
They straight up. Still. Yeah.
Which Michael Vick even compared himself to.
That's what I'm saying. He's the better version of me. And I'm like.
Vick 2.0 is what I always. I was like, he's Vick Jr. if you ever had one.
Yeah.
Like, he's the closest you can have athletically as a quarterback.
Yeah, for sure.
That you've seen on any level right now.
That's why I wish he would have stayed another year. But he would have waited another year. But
honestly, I mean, I still say Vick is better. I might be biased.
Of course.
What do you mean?
He's way more accurate. Okay. He's probably faster.
But
we know he's faster, but I'm saying Lamar grew.
Michael Vick's probably running a 4.5 right now.
Bro, can we really go back and look at Michael Vick's college stats? They were not impressive.
Bro, 3 years ago, when his last year in the league, he was beating Deshaun Jackson in sprints and Randy Moss.
Deshaun Jackson.
And Terrell Pryor.
Deshaun Jackson,
like I was saying, who has set NCAA records with their stats as a quarterback in a single season?
Lamar Jackson. High,
exactly.
That's true.
Against tougher competition.
Consistently.
Yeah. And let's be honest, Vic was just doing whatever he wanted at Virginia Tech.
I was about to say,
his numbers are trash in college, if you're really looking.
It took until it got to the NFL. I can't. Algie Crumpler. Morgan. Algie Crumpler.
Brian Fitterman. Pierce Price.
And Madden 2004, too.
Bro, I remember.
That was his go-to.
QB Waggle.
Oh, my God. Damn it. I hit the thing by
accident. All I know is, for a guy to have 3,500 passing yards almost in two seasons, throw for almost, what, 28, 30
Here's
touchdowns.
My whole thing about
– and he's the all-time leading rusher, I think, in ACC history.
Yeah.
Here's my whole
what
thing.
What more do you want?
Here's my whole thing about
– he's white.
About white dudes trying to tell black QBs they should play receiver. That just disrespects all the nuances of the receiver position. Like,
do your girl want me to play receiver? That's the question. Does your girl want me to play receiver, or does she want me to throw it to her? I think she wants me to go with the long ball. I'm just saying. I don't think she wants to run a 2 yard.
That's worse than cursing.
Hey, Keith, you gotta watch out, man. This whole station might get me too'd after today.
I can't get
you
me
too. You might
too.
Get the whole beat boycotted out here.
All new Thursday selections.
They about to just be tailgating outside. For
I'm good,
four
bro.
Hours.
Ain't no chick gonna claim me without burning herself out, so I'm fine.
The point is, though.
Tell her run it.
Look at Terrell Pryor.
Tell her go deep. Wait, that's my job.
Oh, wait a minute.
And that's what he gonna say. That's what he gonna say.
No, you can't cover that up.
Pause. Damn, yeah. I should have said that differently in my head. It came out really bad.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I regret that. All right, I'll take it out. I'm gonna be quiet for a minute now. I'm gonna just sit back.
The point is, man, it took Terrell Pryor
I'll wait for the next segment.
It took, what, Terrell Pryor 3 years to become a receiver?
And they never – Braxton
Miller still ain't even a receiver. What's he doing?
Bro, I'm going to just be quiet.
He's practicing.
And RG3?
Yo, get on
He's a good Twitter follower.
RG3's about to go to Canada next year.
He should be killing cats on Twitter, though.
He should. With that extra 10 yards, he might not get hurt. He might have another 10 yards to slide.
Bro, he straight up said, like,
he might protect his head.
Somebody was talking trash about him in Cleveland. He's like, man, why do we keep talking about y'all? He's like, maybe because I'm responsible for your last win. And he is. RG3's the last Cleveland QB to win a game.
Wow. That's true. So all right, man.
I mean, even though, like, he played his girlfriend out and then got another white chick who was a trainer. I don't know. RG3's weird.
It's like.
All right, man. So
he's stacking that Subway money. Don't worry about it.
Is Subway money dirty money now, though? Like, how you look at your daughter and collect Subway checks? Like, Subway's endorsement delicious. Subway checks.
Subway's delicious.
What? Subway's delicious.
Back in the day.
If I was dying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Back
now
in the day,
it isn't. That whole Jared thing didn't sour it for y'all?
It should have.
I was out of college. Yeah, I was out of college.
Bro, I was at Quiznos.
Subway's fake stuff, man.
Who?
Subway's fake. Have you ever looked at their chicken? They got eight ingredients.
Yeah, their chicken is real chicken.
How you got eight ingredients of chicken?
Bro, fresh out the toaster was fine.
Bro, it's not even deep fried. It's okay.
Their flatbread got more carbs than their regular bread. I was like, what?
That shit don't even make sense. Their bread has sponge in it.
That shit don't even make sense.
Yo, that 9 grain honey oat is the truth, but I know it's gonna give me cancer. I know it. It'll give me diabetes. I was like, let me get a lettuce sandwich.
Everything gives you cancer.
You got diabetes now.
What do you mean?
Bro, their veggies
they set up everything to give us cancer. Now,
Their veggies have fades that fade into brown.
That Nothing? Is true.
Jamba Juice don't have fresh bananas.
Why you gotta ruin it? I don't want to go to Robex and play
cool
an extra
though.
$2.
I'll eat a.
I gotta go to Robex because I'm gonna go somewhere and get a smoothie.
I'll eat a soggy banana over some soggy salad.
Pause, nigga. I'll eat a soggy banana.
Stop drinking Jamba
Juice. He said he'll eat a soggy banana. All right.
All right, so let's transition. Let's move into, the topic I've been burning on all week, which I was going to say
to the
end.
Burning, great choice of words.
Wow. Alden Smith, man, he's back in the news. We haven't heard from him in about 6 months. My boy.
Let it go.
Free
he's
Alden.
Done. He's done.
Free Alden.
He's done. He's almost
dead. He owes $79,000 in child support.
Got it.
Better hit him Nas's attorney.
But here's the fact. He's paying $9,000 a month, and he hasn't earned in 2 years.
He is playing
That's what
on
I'm
prayers.
Saying. He ain't got it.
And guess what? He's paying more than Nas, because Nas only playing $8,000. So
nah, we all know.
And Nas
like,
got way more long-term money. So.
And Khalees is still trying to get him for more child support. Like, I hate Khalees. Like, that milkshake song wasn't even all that great. There, I'm saying it. I'm hating.
Fucking Khalees.
Man. Get on
he's
the
like,
mic.
Like,
get on the mic. You already got haters.
You are like put your Twitter name out there. Everything. You
already are the most dynamic, beautiful, amazing,
he's phony,
fugazi
ideas and beings in this planet.
You got me too.
However,
didn't you? Okay,
they get so much love. They can go to a workplace, claim rape, claim. Violation, whatever the hell they claim.
After doming you,
get a check from your job and then get a check for suing you. Then they can have sex with you, have gotten pregnant, not work again, and get all your money.
And still claim buyer's
remorse
20 years later.
What type of society do we live in?
I'm sorry.
I know we changed the guard, but you just made me think about
No.
How many NFL players
this...
got baby mamas and child support problems?
No. This is the show, man. Touchdown to the tangents. We go wherever the discussion leads.
This all is in the world of sports.
Cool.
Because
I'm so confused because we just talked about it earlier about them, in the workplace. Oh, they feel assaulted. They're going to get paid. The people are going to have to sell their teams, sell their jobs, lose their jobs, and they're still going to get paid. They lost their job. Why are you getting a check?
But I think the biggest thing is this is the culture that man created.
Okay.
So
and that's
like,
fair. That's fair.
Like,
wait, which man? Which man?
It also comes onto the female.
Was a white man? I think white men created it because I know no one like me created this.
I mean, you're right.
Niggas, I agree.
You're right. I agree. My father wasn't there. I'm pretty sure this nigga didn't want child support payments.
I agree with you there. But then, even still, though, you lay down with this dude and you have sex with him, you get pregnant, and because he makes money, you get a check.
Yeah.
Is that a job? I figured it out.
They solicited.
The point is,
y'all should hear about Brian Urlacher's baby mama.
The point is, like, you can't be like, oh, we want to be equals and everything that comes along with that.
You're slinging that twice.
You also got to take the bad with that. Like,
no, I think it's
you
fair.
Also got to be paying $9,000 in child support too.
I think it's fair. If you actually have sex with me, like, you had sex with me, then therefore I don't have to give you no money. Like, but if I raped you, then okay, I understand, and something happens, that's different. But nigga, what? I'm mad as hell.
I think
and I'm not in that situation.
My whole reason with bringing this up and with the point I wanted to make is
free Alden.
I went to college. Well, besides that, I went to college, got a degree, took out a bunch of student loans, and this kid is still worth damn near 3 times my salary. 9K a month, he's worth 3 times my salary.
He got
because his mama had some fire.
He got unopened diapers.
His mama had some shit that was willing to not pull out.
He got unopened diapers worth more than your 401k.
That's my thing. Like, okay, if you not married or if you wasn't like literally committed and show receipts that you was with each other for like 2 or 3 years, you should only be able to get like $2,500 a month. That's fair because $2,500 could take care of your kid.
That's the poverty line.
California, you can live in your car, $2,500 can still take care of your kids. You can live in a one bedroom, $2,500 can take care of your kid.
You don't want your kid living in a car.
Okay. Yeah. But that's my point.
Don't be late on the payment.
$2,500 is for the kid. The $2,500 is not for your bills.
Facts.
Her Birkin bag.
It's not for the house because you're supposed to be able to afford a house for your kid. Because if you don't got no own house or your own money, I'm going to take your ass to court. Like, this bitch ain't even got a house. I mean, excuse me. This this darling.
Apologize.
This Nikum poop. This scoundrel.
Scalawag. That's my thing. Like, she ain't even got a house. How in the world is she? I'm not gonna ever be able to get to go on
you
your show.
You a skeezer.
Again,
you just gotta call a skeezer.
I'm sorry, y'all.
That's why y'all are lucky you already got a ring, so you don't even gotta worry about nothing.
Just no common law. Just no common law marriage is a thing.
Because it ain't safe out here to be a bachelor no more.
7 years.
It's not. Well, if I
7 years?
Know. 7 years. I think 7 years for common law marriage.
I'll get everybody ready. Fuck it. I'll get everybody
ready. Brian Urlacher, baby mom, trying to get him for stupid amounts of money. Right. And he had custody of the kid. Like, it's literally like a whole timeline. I can't even read all the stories.
He got a black baby mama.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Really?
All his
like,
hair
he
back.
Like he'd have one. Yeah.
Really?
He looks like he'd have one.
Yeah, you know, some Dirk stuff, but like, he got baby mama problems. Like, I'm like, he ain't even making this type of money. I ain't even seen him analyze a game.
He ain't had no.
All I know is he grew his hair back and like.
Well, I think the worst part about Alden Smith is. We don't even know what his update is. We don't know.
No wonder why he's drinking. I'd be drinking too. Shit.
We don't like. They just said, "Okay, you're done for a year," and then never said anything again.
He's going through something.
And then it was like him in a video with a girl, and there was weed there. And I'm like, maybe that was his baby mom.
It sounded like him, and it looked like his hands, but we don't know if it was him. It was on
maybe it was a setup.
It was on a burner Periscope count.
So I think his baby mama set him up. I'm just saying.
The point is, man.
Then it should just
wrap
be
it up or suffer the consequences.
No, not even that. You gotta know when you gotta know if you a sucker, honestly. You gotta know if you a sucker and you just really can't differentiate a real woman from a thought.
I got
is trying to wife up Black China?
Rob Kardashian.
A sucker, right?
Them little bitties.
Like if you date a chick with a fake ass in LA, I know you're a sucker, and I got some land in the swamp that I can tell to you.
Honestly, I don't even think they care.
A lot
like,
of them get
their
same financial aid and get a fake ass.
I don't
yes.
think hard to.
Kanye does not can't care, bro. Like,
if you believe that, I'll sell you a beach house in Idaho.
I'm saying, wait, I got some sugar cane in Alaska I want to sell you.
I know, I got you. Right now, I'll say anything but a dream. Right now.
It's scary, though, because.
It is.
Like, honestly, Kirk Cousins should be glad he ain't got baby mama problems. Like, Russell Wilson should be glad he got rid of his ex-wife or his ex-fiance when he came into the league, and he just stuck with Sierra because Sierra ain't going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
But if it ever goes south. And she puts him on child support. Oh, man. That's going to be a headline.
This is my thing. I think I just figured out right here sitting in this corner at the Touchdown and Tangent show at 9 o'clock.
Appreciate y'all.
Have a good night.
Appreciate you too.
How
man, get home safe.
These people can figure it out. This is what you do. All you got to do, if you're a celebrity, pay attention, take notes. Unless you're scared, unless you feel like you got to be machizo. Machismo.
Yeah.
You write on a piece of paper. You write on a piece of paper and say, "Hey, I'm about to have sex with this woman. If we do get a baby, I certify that I can give you no more than $3,500.
That don't mean nothing to the courts. They'll still take you.
You
signed it. In European countries, they're working on it to where, there has to be consent with both parents for the person to have a child. So it's like the woman can't just have a baby on a dude out of spite, keep the baby. Dude got to sign off too. If he doesn't, if he signs off that he doesn't want the kid, loses all parental rights, nothing like that. Can't, like, he, the most he can do is visit, but he has no rights.
I'm gonna need to fact check you. But,
hey, but
no, right. Like they're working. No, like it's a, it's a rumor. They're working on it.
I'll take your word.
They're working on it. It's not a thing yet.
Stay tuned. Tune in next week. I'm gonna call him out.
Well, if a girl has a baby, and you like that's not my kid. You never go get
Neo. Neo. You remember what happened to Neo?
Go get the swap. The swap.
You remember what happened to Neo?
Nah.
He got put on child support in California, and everyone knew it wasn't his kid. It was proven that it wasn't his kid, and the judge still made him pay child support.
Oh, he subpoenaed him or something?
No, like after the fact. Like he found out she lied the whole time. The kid was never his. Goes to court. He's like, yo, this ain't my kid. She, like, she essentially lied to me. Proof? Still had to pay. I think he did. But even like it was under false pretenses.
Oh, these hoes is cold.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm glad All Star Weekend was trash.
That's why you gotta know what you signed.
Oh, it was not trash for some of these hoes.
Yeah, a lot some of these hoes. Yeah. This weekend. If you watch Black Youngsters Instagram,
this weekend.
Oh, you saw that one where it was like your woman crush Wednesday in an Airbnb with 30 other women on the floor sleeping on the floor.
Wait, somebody, yep. Somebody woman crush what?
It was just like a meme. It was like. Woman crush Wednesday sleeping on an empty Airbnb with 30 other girls during All Star Weekend.
Yeah, they paid. Oh, they live in this baller house with 100 of them out there.
like I said last week, I'm like, I realized like these Snapchat models, like these chicks who use Cash Apps, Backpage chicks, like all these different chicks are all like the workout girls who constantly wear bikinis on Instagram. They're all the same woman. Mm-hmm. They're all the same person.
And they all ain't giving you no play, so.
That's cool. I can get mine on my own. I'm good. Either, wow, you're trash for that. That wasn't even.
Because it hurt a little bit.
Nah, because like you know, like that's just not true. But anyway, like that's why chicks like that. That's why that Snapchat update is still ass. Like I blame them for that. I blame.
It is ass. It is trash. I don't even look at Snap no more.
Yeah,
me
like
me neither.
I stopped watching Snap.
What's
snaps.
The point?
Like I can't even.
Figure it out. Yeah. How do I know when someone sent me a DM?
They got like eight new stories on there and shit.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And then you post something yesterday. You still like top three in my thing. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
Like, you looking at your story? Like, why is it popping down to all my shit? Yeah, why are you?
And I'm like, why are you sending me this?
I don't want it. This is
I'm like pause.
This
bro.
Is worse than a U2 album.
That just made me sad. But when they was doing that, I was losing my mind. Why?
I couldn't even delete it. I could not delete it.
I'm like, why does this shit keep going on? I had to reset my whole phone.
And it was always the first song on shuffle,
always
too.
Always the first song.
As soon as you get in the car.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Bro, I hated Apple for that. I'm like,
so technically, we got Me Too, too. YouTube. We all got that. We got YouTube, and we got Fergie'd.
No,
we all got Fergie'd.
I used to try to turn music up, and I used to forget, and I used to bump fab like fuck.
And it's a guy with him on his knees in front of another guy. Like, why is that the cover?
Yeah, you trying to tell us? Like,
nah, I wasn't even listening to this. I wasn't listening to this.
Bro, it got weird because it was like.
But Kendrick gave him feature credits, so.
I remember I saw the Grammys they were performing. And like the sun was out, it was weird.
They did like three
stage in the middle of nowhere.
Grammys.
I was like, no one wants to hear you too.
Like, they literally did like I read a story. They literally did one with like a cameo with Kendrick, and they went to the Statue of Liberty and did a performance, and then they went and did a damn presentation.
Like I would rather be forced to listen
out here
to,
begging for Grammys.
I would rather be forced to listen to Fergie sing the national anthem again while watching Black China sex tape. Like that's the only thing I think that's worse. Than that are those two things, because it was just y'all. Did y'all hear Fergie sing at the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm. I.
That's why the
really
Black Eyed Peas didn't want her back.
Yeah, I really not coming. That was just bad.
He just said all this shit today. He's like, I don't want to comment on that.
It was just bad. It wasn't even good. Like, I didn't even have nothing to say about her. But it was bad. It wasn't good.
Well, I was listening.
Why is that funnier? It's like, yo.
Well, I heard a couple theories.
The remix is dope, though. The remix is fire.
Someone in the sound check was like, Fergie was like messing all of her levels in the sound check, so everyone knew it was going to be trash. But nobody told her anything. Like,
she tried to jazz it up.
You're trash. Like, just sing. Right. Just sing.
But that's just the problem was that it was actually bad. Like, you know, like, yeah. When it be like, oh, that didn't work. Like, you were pink and green. Like, oh, no, pink and green don't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can case, we just but, pull it up real quick just so we can
but
hear
I just, that's my thing. I just I think that, like, that it just, some stuff, do, oh, that just don't work. But, like, it was actually bad. Like, how you a singer and it sound like you don't sing?
And she a judge on a singing show.
And then I heard another theory that
she cannot go back to that show. Really, she is?
Yes, I think it's the four or something. It's one of those Fox shows.
Because as soon as she's telling me that, but, bitch, first of all, I mean.
Wait a minute.
You can't sing. Yeah. You're not a singer.
You're the were the white girl who like was in a failed girl band, and, it was, and then Black Eyed Peas took you in and made you a star.
It was so funny that everybody heard her say "Let's play ball," and everybody was like, "What?" It was bad. I was like, "Oh, that was bad," and I stopped listening. And
that's
she
when
said,
you
Let's
know.
Play ball. I was eating food. She, I said, "What?"
Is it what? Is it
trying to bring us together with that?
I think another theory I heard was she tanked it on purpose. Like she was horrible on purpose because. Any publicity is good publicity.
That's true, too, because she hot. She was, like, number three on Twitter.
How?
When the last time Fergie was trending on Twitter,
that's
period.
True.
When the Black Eyed Peas got back true. Together and she period. Wasn't a part of it.
They should have had Beyonce on there singing.
Beyonce got better things to do. They could have had Rihanna. She was when the her birthday.
Or they could have Rihanna.
They don't. The NBA does not partner with Rihanna enough.
Man, you think Rihanna's trying to be sober at the All-Star game?
That's why you. That you're would be talking, better. Drunk Rihanna would be better than anything Fergie.
I don't know, man. You're talking about Backpage Young Girls
Rihanna's
and
showing
Snapchat.
Her breast. And
oh, yeah, I forgot to mention.
Rihanna's
also
Rihanna's
girls a, who work in Hollywood and do bottle service.
Rihanna is the logo for them, all right? So
she's the logo. She's
twisted.
The Jerry West logo.
She's the Jerry West of them, yes. Of the Airbnb girls aforementioned.
No, they aspire to be her. Exactly. She's their Buddha statue. That they'll never aspire to.
All right, man. So let's transition back into the content. Get off the tangent. So your boy Marcus Peters,
Tyrell Bennis.
Man, he's on the chopping block.
I hope he puts in a coup to get traded to the Raiders. I'm just saying it now.
Despite
it's destined,
despite being like
a malcontent for the Chiefs,
like one of the top five
he has the most interceptions since he's came into the league.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Much eloquently said than me.
Yeah, he never had a chance to get the Oakland. He was like the 22nd pick in the draft.
My thing is, though, Marshawn Lynch, Marcus Peters.
That would be the greatest reality. That would be the greatest. The Raiders social media team needs that. Like, bro, I was watching the Snapchat.
But does John
before.
Gruden need that?
Man, John Gruden just needs to shut up and let his players play.
And I'm with you on that because at the end of the day.
And bring back Bruce Irvin.
Peters makes plays, man, and he plays hard.
And if you get him in his hometown, before they go
and
leave.
And he has that Raider swagger, dude. Like, he's not scared.
He's a ball hawk. He will fight you. The only person he responded to, I mean, you got to get rid of Crabtree, but the only person he responded to was his own cousin getting him out of the stadium.
Yeah, for real.
During that game. So for it's real. Like, it's so simple that I know they won't do it because they're the Raiders and they're stupid.
Well, because you're not going to trade with the division rival, first off.
Bro, people do it all the time.
Second off,
Reggie
McKenzie ain't giving up a pick.
Reggie
we already
McKenzie
damn
getting
them.
Out of there. They're getting rid of Reggie
we've
McKenzie.
Been, we've been talking about this for how many years? Bro, Reggie McKenzie never backpack? Trades no damn pick.
Where's my backpack? I have a notebook, literally, of every missed draft pick Reggie McKenzie had. I'm going to pass it around the room, just in case y'all think I'm bullshit.
Are you serious?
On my dead grandfather. Oh, my God.
He's petty.
That's hella petty.
He's never going to get a job with the Raiders.
That's cool. That's they do.
He ain't never going to get no
this
damn
is Warren
job.
2.0.
Oh,
yeah, he is.
He oh, just, he just I need see the why glasses. I was arguing with you so much.
He just needs the glasses.
Oh.
When we first started doing podcasts way back in the day, he used to wear glasses.
Warren
like
has
that
the same
too.
Thing. He has the same book, bro.
He has the same book.
Yo, this
shout
is
out to
real.
Courtside Radio,
oh
man.
My oh, my God. You guys are the same.
Oh, we got to do a joint show.
Bro, it's painful to see all these, wow. Like, to see all these.
We have Raiders drafts on here.
I got, like, 20 pages worth of stories that I'm going to write.
Touchdowns and tangents. We're really out here.
Linebackers and cornerbacks?
I even did like some like prep some prep work. Yeah. That's sick, bro.
Oh, I'm gonna tell
him. No, keep going. Keep going.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna tell him to bring his book. Oh my God.
I don't even
want to go. Go ahead. Start. Look at that page.
All right, man. So I know we talked about black QBs a little bit earlier. So
can we just say how trash Josh Allen is? Most inaccurate QB I've ever seen. I'm sick of the state of Wyoming. Go away forever, for multiple reasons.
All right. Well, that was Barry's blasphemous take of the day.
Not blasphemous. What is Wyoming good for?
This is insane. Nice scenery. White women.
Racism. Wow. You can go to Idaho to get white women. Keep going.
Shout out to Boise.
Honestly, though, like, when you take Wyoming and you have Josh Allen, they say the comparison between him and Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson has easier throws in his offense. Well, it's like he ran a spread offense, and then Bobby Pacino made it a pro spread. And, yeah, for his completion percentage to jump to almost 60%, that shows strides for him. He threw from the pocket.
Man, honestly, Josh Allen's mechanics are disgusting to me.
He literally is he's
Blake Bortles, but with worse mechanics.
No. You know who he is? I want you to go back and Google his name. He played for Tulane. He's Patrick Ramsey.
I know who Patrick Ramsey is.
Yeah, he's Patrick Ramsey. He's JP Losman.
He was like,
no, he's JP Losman from Tulane. There we go. He's JP Losman.
No, JP Losman's better than.
Nah, he was a 7th overall pick. He was trash for Buffalo. Don't act like JP
Losman. Yeah, but he had that one good commercial.
That what one good commercial?
You don't remember that fantasy commercial back in the day,
bro?
Where they were like, TJ,
Hushmanzada.
Who's your mama? And they were like, Kenny. And then they were like,
J.P.
Losman is the reincarnation of Kenny Stabler.
Oh, damn. I remember that. That was such garbage. Wow.
That was back in the day, man, when I first got into fantasy football. Man.
Josh Allen.
When I was winning rings. Now I can't even get no damn ring.
Yeah, because you probably didn't draft David Johnson, so it's over.
Nah, man, because I was just schooling kids when I was young. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about was Tyrod Taylor.
Free Tyrod.
Man, rumors came out.
Treat black quarterbacks better, please.
Rumors came out that he's not going to get cut after all, even though everybody said all year, damn near since midseason, that he was going to get cut.
I'm going to just punch the head coach in the face and get it. Just get rid of me. You don't want me here. I don't want to be here. You clearly have run off every quarterback. I'm the first quarterback to get you to the playoffs since 99, and you don't want me. You want a white QB so bad.
But, yeah, you keep drafting black QBs like Cardale Jones. EJ Manuel.
You brought in Thaddeus Lewis. That didn't work out.
Yeah, I was going to say him. Didn't they? They had another one, too. They had another, like, fourth Duke round dude. They had another, like, another one, too.
Bro. We said Cardale Jones.
I know. There they was had, like another
they
one
had a first round
the
pick. They had, what's his face? EJ Manuel, too.
Yeah, I said EJ.
Yeah, so fourth rounder. I think that might have been it. Cardale. It might
honestly,
been Cardale.
Though, where would you like to see Tyrod?
Cleveland.
I'm saying Denver.
Yeah.
Denver. Because he can run the zone. He can move. He can throw deep.
He's
he
a
can
competent
do everything.
Passing quarterback.
And honestly, as a Raiders fan, him and Denver scares me. I would if I'm Denver, I'd rather have Tyrod Taylor than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Or
and you can add me on Twitter at Pete Certified.
And me too, also Grande. All
right, man. Shout out to the Good News. Good News Radio Station.
Definitely.
All right, man.
Good,
so
good.
So since, you know.
Aside from, but yeah, Cleveland would be a spot because I feel like I don't think they're going to take a QB. I feel like they're going to do something Clevelandish that's really stupid.
They have two picks in the top four. They have
I feel
to
like,
take a QB.
Yeah, but they're Cleveland. They might trade down and just try to get a bunch of other
and
picks.
Honestly, man, I know you're going to slander me for this, but free Deshaun. Cause
which one?
How they handled Kaiser was completely wrong. They set him up to fail from the beginning.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was some EJ Manuel ish.
He should have stayed another year. He was stupid for going. I was like,
EJ Manuel ish.
EJ Manuel was never going to be good regardless.
But they never set him, they never put him in a position to succeed.
I think EJ Manuel was a senior too.
He started right out the gate.
Yeah, but Bashaun Kaiser has promise. They just broke him.
And they started him out the gate.
And they broke him. Same thing. They broke Cody Kessler too.
He needed to develop.
They broke a lot of cats. They just destroy QBs that actually have fundamental skill and talent, and they ruin it. Hugh Jackson, I don't know how he didn't get fired, But if you give him Sam Darnold, I feel bad for Sam Darnold. Because you're not going to improve and take away like his, like, that's why I say Rosen is the best QB in this draft. From the pocket. I mean,
you
yeah,
haven't
he might
always
hate his
said that. You haven't always said that.
No,
so.
I always know from high
you
school.
You haven't always said that.
From high school, I always knew he had the arm talent. If you didn't watch him in high school and you
like, but this time a year ago, you were saying Darnold was better.
Yes,
so
because Darnold was playing better.
And you
Darnold,
can take the
no one expected Darnold to just completely shit his pants all year at USC with that much talent at receiver and running back and tight end and everywhere else. And the offensive
on
line was trash.
Not on the line.
Played like trash.
And not in the defensive backfield.
Okay.
Oh, a separate topic.
Marvell Tell might snuff you.
I just want to know.
Stop hating on Jack Jones, too. Leave Jack Jones alone.
Well, wait, so you have all that damn. You have all that talent in the front seven.
And a Hall of Fame left tackle, a good offensive line, a decent running backs, and no offensive identity.
You have a first round running back.
And first round receiver, Corey Coleman.
You've got, what, three first rounders in the front seven?
You got good receivers. You just don't have an offense. And it's pathetic.
Shout out to your boys, the Legion of Troy. All right, Kenny. So that's about it for the roundtable. So why don't you go ahead and give us your college football story of the week, take of the week.
This one is not about football, but Louisville basketball got their 2013 national title. How should I say? Vacated.
Hey.
Speaking of vacated news, and Rick Pitino has that tattoo on his back because if they won, they had to get the tattoo of the championship on his back, and he did. Kevin Ware, the dude who destroyed his femur, and it was terrible. I didn't want to rethink that moment. On the way to them winning the national title with Peyton Siever at point guard, he said on Twitter, he was like, I don't care if they revoke the wins or not, bro. I still got a fat ass ring on my finger that says we won a national championship.
And Anthony Bennett is still the number one pick because that got flopped.
How did that happen? How did that happen that year? I don't.
That tournament run.
Bro, what the hell did Anthony Bennett do in college? I still don't. I was like.
That tournament, like literally that tournament run.
What school did he go to? I don't even remember. He's so trash.
He went to Louisville.
He didn't go to Louisville.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God. I thought he went to like some D2s. I thought he went to like George Mason or something.
Nah, he went to Louisville.
Bro, as soon as I saw Anthony Bennett, I was like, that's a terrible pick. Why would you pick him? He clearly wasn't ready. Like, it's just a common sense thing.
I know we were talking about the whole.
That's the biggest college story.
I know we were talking about the whole.
And Jalen Hurts should
being at the top, and you need to know. So, Pitino, not Pitino. What's his name?
Pitino screwed it up. Rick Pitino was the head coach.
Oh, Pitino.
No.
Same thing.
Ha. That was dirty. But Pitino learned from his lesson. He got quiet and just coached.
My point is, Pitino, how does he play into this? Which he's probably like 2 years away from coaching season.
Wow. Where's the gunshots? Where's the thunder? Just damn. I can't believe you just said that. Reggie Diaz is going to snuff you, man. Quiet storm.
Nah.
Stephen Maxwell going to pull up on you.
I mean, that's Reggie Theus's mentor. My point is, how much accountability is his legacy held?
Oh, he's tarnished. He has a black mark on him because of this. And the fact that all the black assistants, and it's weird. In college, I've a lot of stories in which, like Tony Bland, like at USC, a lot of black assistant coaches always get the fall. Like Todd McNair at USC, he was proven that he didn't do anything wrong in that Reggie Bush case. And it's like, they'll never get another coaching gig. Because of getting blackballed, and it sucks, and it's not right. When it just comes down to it, Pitino got what he got. He knows he did dirt. He's a flawed guy. But Louisville, Kentucky needs to know that you wouldn't have won a title without him. Know that and be thankful that you actually bested Kentucky that year. But vacating wins is still the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Because
I don't care what anyone says. I saw Reggie Bush go for almost 600 yards by himself against Fresno State.
You weren't saying that last week in Notre Dame, though, so let's be real.
bro. Let's be real. Okay. What happened?
You
were
saying that last week.
What happened in that year?
You were saying that week.
I think North Carolina should got punished, but it sets a bad precedent. So I don't care about Notre Dame, so screw them. but if we're keeping.
I don't know, man. I wish I had a backing up sound, but, you know, we don't need to go there. It's your birthday week, so I'll let you live.
Yeah, let me live. Damn, I just want to live. Can I do that?
Can I get my damn UPS truck sound, though, please?
Okay. That's all you have to say.
Shit.
I'll get you that particular sound. I mean, you could Google it right now, but whatever. But anyway, when it comes to the Notre Dame situation, they got their
broadcast
ass kicked.
Major.
They got their emphasis. First off, general emphasis. And shut up. Trash ass.
Welcome
hairline.
To 26.
your hairline still looks like a broken protractor, so be quiet. But anyway, when it comes to that whole situation with Notre Dame, it's really foul because, I mean, they got their ass kicked that year by Alabama, so it's embarrassing to get those wins vacated. And Alabama's like, but we won that year, so no one's going to attest it.
All right, man. So I know we spent a little bit of extra time because we had some guests on the open part of the show. So
we still got time.
Of course, we always got time. Touchdowns and Tangents, add us. Follow us, subscribe, iTunes, SoundCloud, Speaker, the usual spots. If you listened to us before, you know what this podcast is like. But
this podcast is kind of like when you get insanely high off a pot brownie, have a bunch of life-changing epiphanies about yourself, and then you go see Black Panther really high and realize it's even better the second time. You've been warned.
Yeah, what this podcast isn't is a bunch of dudes just standing here talking, because we really know what we're talking about. We're really having compelling discussion, dialogue, discourse, whatever you intellectuals are calling it this day, because really,
and you hipster journalists, we know you're out there.
Really, this broadcast is just something to take you away from your day. Listen to on the bus. Listen to when you're chilling. Whatever the case, kicking it with your girl. You want to put her on some sports knowledge. You want to talk a little smack to her.
She think you cheat, but really, you just listening to us. So, in fact, you know.
And the best part is, man, we even put this on the podcast on Friday, so you can take it wherever you go. Just lock in, open up a brew. Chill, relax, wind down, and laugh, act, whatever you got to do.
If you want to make all your coworkers uncomfortable because the things we say they probably think about but they're too scared to say, just play this podcast around them.
Or if you want them to learn a little bit of culture and, you know, popular trends and news and, you know, actually bring something to the table.
Yeah, and if you actually claim that you actually believe in intersectionality, then hey, bring us along on that ride too.
Because
we're diverse.
We just slandered the Me Too movement for like
hey, man, if you.
All right, anyways.
You gotta be able to take a joke.
Anyways, okay, so let's.
We love you though.
Let's move into the game segment of the show since we broke it down what this podcast is like. So, Kenny, I'll give you. A recent transaction, and you can tell me if this is a touchdown or a turnover.
Bet.
Doug Martin, the muscle hamster, your boy from Boise State.
Another Bay Area product.
Dude who just got cashed out like 2 years ago. He got cut from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, saved them $6.75 million in cap space. Is this a touchdown or a turnover?
This is a touchdown for both sides. Dirk Cutter is literally... He's like that dude who just is the beta male who you don't want leading in a situation where everyone's lives are in danger because he'll get you all killed. There's no reason why that offense with DeSean Jackson, O.J. Howard, Mike Evans, and Jameis Winston was as trash as it was. Hopefully they take guard Quentin Nielsen out of Notre Dame because they need it. But...
What about that other running back they had from
Peyton Barber?
No.
Charles Sims? Yeah. He's somewhere else.
What's he going to get? Oh, he got cut?
No, I think he got traded or something. He went somewhere better. But, like, in his case, it's just good for him. He needs to change the scenery. He was a great back. He was a great player coming into the league out of Boise State. Probably one of the best running back, the best running back prospect ever, let's be honest.
And he can speak on that.
I watched him play his whole time at Boise. And he was a linebacker at one point.
Real quick, what's the team you would want to see him at?
I think he would get resurgent career with maybe the Steelers or the Ravens because they did a good job with Alex Collins. Or even the New England Patriots.
So basically, you see him in that D'Angelo Williams role.
Yeah, at this point in his career, he's not going to get top back money anymore. He already got that. At this point, just go somewhere where you know you'll get run. He can do it all. He just has to stay healthy and keep his mind clear. So it's good that he's leaving Tampa. Hopefully, he goes to a better situation. Hell, go to Philly. Apparently, that seems to work. Dilly dilly.
Always got to plug your former podcast names.
Always. The conglomerate is manifesting itself.
All right. Adam Vinatieri re-signed with the Indianapolis Colts.
What else is he going to do?
For a one-year deal. Touchdown or turnover?
He's sadly their best player. There's more strength in his quad, pause, and his lower legs than in Andrew Luck's shoulder tissue and nerve.
And which, by the way, if you don't know, Vinatieri is a large reason why the Patriots dynasty even exists. So, yeah, he's part of the evil empire. Okay, Terrell Freeman, Chicago Bears, middle linebacker? Yeah, he's a middle linebacker.
Former Colt.
Wasn't he with the Broncos, too?
I don't think so. It was Danny Trevathan, but he played at Ohio State.
Freeman, I think he was like one of the top one, two, or three inside linebackers a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Last year, he only played one game because he got hurt. So, is this a turnover or a touchdown?
A touchdown, again, for both sides. Because Chicago, like, good players who go to Chicago's defense have been sucky. It just hasn't worked out. They're running a 3-4. It didn't work out with him. And you already had Danny Trevathan there.
Shout out to John Fox.
You had Christian Smith, I think, or the former Florida State linebacker. And then you have Trevathan Freeman. It's just better if he goes somewhere else.
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if he ends up with the Raiders because
don't he's say things like
31
that.
Years old. Can't take he it has back. Injury concerns, and he's we Nick all Roach? Know. And we all know Reggie McKenzie doesn't like to draft linebackers.
I can develop them. When? Show me one linebacker you developed, and Khalil Mack don't count.
Okay, your boy, Brian Cushing, got his pink slip from the Houston Texans this week. Touchdown or turnover?
Touchdown for the Texans, turnover for him, because I don't know who else is going to hire a guy who keeps getting busted for steroids, and he's injury prone. He's a decent spot guy. He might thrive in New England. I could see that.
I could definitely see him going to New England.
They love washed-up linebackers. They just make them play one role that they're good at, and that stabilizes the defense. And
that's then literally what I was just going to say.
Great minds think alike.
Speaking of that, Nick Fairley was also cut from the Saints.
It was
a year after he just signed a deal.
Yeah,
touchdown or turnover.
That's a touchdown, man. He had that disease where he almost wasn't even supposed to play again. And the fact that he's expendable. So he can't really be mad. Like, he got a second chance with the Saints and had a career year, I think. Made the Pro Bowl. Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, Sheldon Rankins was taking his spot anyway.
Exactly. The whole injury thing. It's really a turnover for him, and it's unfortunate because it was kind of an injury that he really couldn't control.
Nothing he could do about it.
But for the Saints, they needed to shore up some money because they may lose Kenny Vaccaro.
Vaccaro. Kenny Vaccaro.
Shout out to the 661 Santa Clarita Valley.
By the way, if you look at my notebook, Pete, Kenny Vaccaro's name is on there. Oh, you think I'm lying?
No, I believe you. I believe you.
I know. I just wanted to throw
it. It's not that hard to pull up top free agents and write it down in your notebook. That's cool. Really could have just went and printed it out, but it's cool.
Yeah,
because
I'm really gonna go all the way to a library.
I'm print just it saying. Out. Yeah. Like, no, I respect you. You're gonna remember it more now because you wrote it down. But
again, stop taking subtle jabs.
I'm not taking subtle jabs.
That felt like an inside jab.
No, I'm just saying.
Like the listeners don't know.
I'm just saying. Don't be trying to impress me.
I ain't trying to impress you.
Brand new. Like, I didn't already know you had this damn notebook with all the damn free agents in there.
You didn't even know Kenny.
Yes, I did.
Was a free agent.
Yes, I did, actually.
You probably want him to be. You always want him to be rated. You like Texas.
No, hell no.
You like Texas defensive backs. By the way,
hell
Aaron Williams.
Oh, no.
Safety for the Buffalo Bills. Aaron Williams retired.
The only safety in this class that I would probably take, and that's a big probably, is LaMarcus Joyner. And I would play him at free. And I would let Carl Joseph play strong safety, and I would use OB as a hybrid linebacker safety.
So you'd run a 3-3-5. You'd run West Virginia's defense.
No, that'd because I'd no have one. Four. I'd run a 4-2-3 with two corners. 4-2-5.
I'm going to say you have 11 players on defense. 4-2-5. Wow, you're going to get killed every time. A 4-2-3.
You know what I meant, dude.
Nah, I didn't, man. That's
because the two corners of the bookends. You already know
so
that.
So you're gonna run USC's defense. All
right, I'm done with you.
You're gonna run USC's defense.
I'm done with you. All right. So let's move into the next part of the show. Another more topical news happening this week: franchise tags. We got some progress, which ultimately, man, franchise tags. Franchise tags, as I've talked about on various podcasts that me and Kenny have, are the worst because they essentially lock up a player for a large sum of money. It's all guaranteed, but the following year is not. So if they get hurt, basically screws them. And it takes away all leverage of them being able to, you know, test the open market. So
yeah, they just get paid like a top five player at their position.
It's pretty stupid. It's really in favor of that. The team. But the only reason why it's really news is because it impacts the rest of the league, as in it takes them off of the free agent market. So I'll give you a player, Kenny. You tell me, you can give me a tangent, you can give me a take on it, whatever the case.
Let's go.
Jarvis Landry, he is officially a franchise player for the Miami Dolphins, about to make 16 mil. Now, before you give me a take or a tangent on this, I'm going to throw you a little curveball. There's rumors that this franchise tag is really just a ploy to keep Landry and possibly trade him. Ooh, he wasn't even ready for that one.
Nah, I just wanted to let you get your thing out. That was great, by the way. By the way, if you actually want to call in, we still have time. The number is 323-900-0478, if you want to call it, FYI.
But which, by the way, we don't want you to call in because we don't need you.
Damn.
We need you to listen, but we don't need you to call in. We can fill up a whole 24-hour day. But if you want to get engaged, you can hit us up on Twitter.
If
you want to
talk shit about
us.
Black China sex tape, I'm here for the pettiness.
Yeah.
I'm here for all of it.
You can also come in and...
Fergie is a disgrace to all white women with stepmom haircuts that say, I want to meet the manager.
All right, so give me your tangent.
Anyway,
your tangent.
I had to get that off my chest.
Which clearly you went the tangent route because you're over here plugging the
call. No.
Because you're trying to get listeners to come in and, you know, fill your air because you ain't got to take her tangent.
Excuse you? Because here's my take. Jarvis Landry screwed. Wow, okay. You're trash for that. Seriously, you can turn your back all you want. Busted hairline. But anyway, by the way, again, Pete needs black barbers. Someone help this man out, please. It's a take because or it's a touchdown.
No. Different game. Give me a take.
Oh, here's my take.
On the Dolphins trying to trade him.
Here's my take.
Using the franchise tag to trade him or give me a tangent about it.
He ran a 4.7. At the combine, he gets most of his targets from the slot, and he gets a lot of screen routes. I don't even think he averages 10 yards a catch for his career. I think he averaged like 8.
Sorry, I just had to let people know you're giving a straight football take.
Yeah, class is in session. Sit down and shut up. Anyway, when it comes to Jarvis Landry, he's just an overrated slot receiver. He only got all those catches because he's too slow to actually run away from anybody. He literally runs a 4.7. I'm not even joking. Like, there are fullbacks faster than Jarvis Landry. He just has game speed. There are some defensive tackles as fast.
I don't even think
Donald is actually faster than Jarvis
Landry. I don't think
Landry.
He has game speed so much as he...
acceleration and agility.
That, and he knows how to use his body to catch slants and out routes.
Slants and hitches.
It's basically like rebounding.
If you literally...
he knows how to get position.
Yeah. Like, whereas Odell is the real thing. When it comes to Landry, this is the most money he's ever going to get, and I think he knows it. He should just hope to get traded to New Orleans.
Wait, was Zach Mettenberger their quarterback?
Yes, and they I don't even think they averaged 20 points a game. That's how bad they were. Like, Mettenberger was their QB. I think McCarron was the QB at Alabama, and literally they had an NFL offense because they had Jeremy Hill. Their offensive line, their defense. Tyrann Mathieu.
Was Joe Bark still in that squad?
I think so. They had like elite. They had I think Trey Turner there too. They had elite talent.
And I'm sure they had great corners.
They had Tyrann Mathieu. Yeah. He should have won the Heisman. But it's like, it's just, it's all strategic because Jeff Ireland is a scumbag of a human being. We all know this. Shout out to Miko Grimes.
Damn, so Kenny's out here giving us a take in the tangent. All right.
Yeah.
Next player. It came out that the Seattle Seahawks plan to use their franchise tag on Sheldon Richardson, make him a top five defensive tackle. Take or tangent?
Here's my take. Smart move, smart business move, because he has something left. He just has to be acclimated to their defense. He still has talent. He still is one of the best pure pass rushing D tackles in the league. It's just scheme and injuries have hurt him. Playing in a 3-4 for so long, it changes you when you're a defensive tackle.
Facts.
Learning to be a defensive end. It Facts. Changes your body. It Facts. Really messes you up.
Facts.
As someone who played in every conceivable defensive system.
Because
possible.
If you know anything about football, you're pretty much changing your initial get off, and you're changing the way you kind of look into the backfield, and you're changing the way you're positioning and angling your body.
Your run fits, which responsibility is, in the run game is different.
You're changing your stance. You're basically, like you said, changing everything.
You have to change your body. You have
alignment.
To commit to it.
Exactly.
And it's hard, especially when you're not getting stats that you know you should
be Well, especially
getting.
When you're moved to a stand-up outside linebacker the very next season because your team drafts Leonard Williams. But, yeah.
Yeah, that was mad stupid. That's why they ruined Quentin Coples, too. Arizona actually did right by this one guy out of North Carolina, Kareem Martin.
Damn.
Had a great combine.
Are the Jets were hybrid defensive ends going to die?
Yes, Axe Vernon Golston.
I was going to say.
We
I
didn't
was
learn our
about
lesson.
That too.
DeMario Davis had a resurgent career, but he was going to be a bust with them, too. But he's a bit more of a middle linebacker. But when it comes to the topic at hand, it's just simple. They're probably, if Derwin, there's a minute, there was like a mock draft, and it had Derwin James, Florida State safety, falling all the way to Seattle. And I think it was 16 overall, and that actually wouldn't shock me. If they draft
James,
they're
saying Derwin
go
can
defensive
play,
back.
They're saying Derwin can play literally every defensive position, like
linebacker, safety. He has stupid long arm. He's almost a better
they're
prospect.
They're saying he can rush the passer too.
They're saying he's essentially a better prospect than Jalen Ramsey. It's
which
just,
is bold,
because Ramsey honestly would probably be a better free safety, and he was an All-Pro corner. Think about that. He was playing free safety, strong safety as a freshman, knocking people out.
I think the thing about Jalen Ramsey, though, is he fell into, and this is something we talked about at the time, he fell into the perfect position.
Yeah.
Like, that was the last thing they needed was a shutdown corner, and they needed a big shutdown corner, someone who could really freelance and be a ball hawk.
You can be that because we already got a free safety. We want you to take out the best receivers in the league. He's like, I get to be a bully?
Exactly.
I think that's what he always wanted to do.
And I think that's kind of what worries me about Micah Fitzpatrick, just going on a tangent here, is – he's gotten some comparisons to Ramsey, but I don't know if he's as fast.
He's not. He probably runs like a 4.5.
And besides that, he, well, I don't know. Florida State had a lot of NFL players on that defense too, so I don't know if
Megan
he's
Fitzpatrick plays for Alabama though, and that's Alabama what I'm saying. DBs are usually slower.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't know how much more if he was protected than Jalen Ramsey, because when you think about it, Fitzpatrick, that whole defense is built around him.
Yeah.
So, but my thing is, I worry where he's gonna land, because he's got to land in the correct place, just like Ramsey did.
Yeah, I think he can't fall to like Cleveland, and they want to be a number one corner. He'll be Joe Hayden, which isn't really good enough for.
Which Joe Hayden is having a good career and he's paid. So
yeah, but I mean, like, to put him that high that early would be a mistake. It's better if he is a safety somewhere and not a corner. Because if he has any type of struggling, they'll be like, "Oh, this was a busted pick." Then you kill his confidence. No, you put a guy in the best position to succeed. In this case, I want Mika Fitzpatrick to be my free safety.
All right,
he's
man.
He's just like Eric Reed.
All right, so let's get back on topic.
I actually have one for you, though.
Go ahead.
So, take or tangent.
No. Yeah. You're right.
I see. Sorry.
You're right. My bad. You paying attention?
It's Black History Month. My birthday was like 3 days ago.
All right.
Respect
save
on my name.
Your rant.
All right, so.
I know that's what you're going to talk about.
So. Deontay, I think it's Deontay Jackson or Dante Jackson, LSU corner, had a decent year, had a pretty good year his last year at LSU, but it's been like one of the fastest human beings in the country since he came out of high school, and like track and field, and she's fast on the field.
And we talked about this last week, but go ahead.
And
we were saving this to the combine segment, but. I see you. You're out here trying to segue. Go ahead.
I just want to know, who do you think in this class? Okay, take a tangent. John Ross's 40-yard dash, pretty much his record will be broken this year.
You want a take or a tangent? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me give you a take. My take is that no.
Hey, Russell Westbrook just hit a game winner. Wow.
I actually read somewhere that, I forgot what school, I want to say NC State, they have a running back, also the backup running back, who gets less hype than the other running back.
Like Mustafa or something like that?
Yeah. He's like 5'8". They're saying he might run really fast. They're saying he's a track star. He's a 4x1 guy. And then also, as you mentioned, the LSU QB cornerback. But honestly, John Ross, besides having track speed, he has game speed as well. And he's a smaller dude. He's just a track star playing football. So I really don't think anyone's going to beat that record for a minute. All right, man. So since you already kind of segued us there. And,
did you have another one for me?
No. In prior weeks, we already talked about Ziggy Ansah. We've talked about Le'Veon Bell. We've talked about...
Ziggy can't get franchised, can he?
Yeah, he can. He's a free agent. And we've talked about DeMarcus Lawrence. So we've talked about those three already.
DeMarcus Lawrence is definitely getting franchised.
But,
hasn't already.
Since you already took us there, let's segue into the combine.
The slave auction?
Come on, bro.
You said it. Those are your words.
I never
check
said
the,
that.
You said,
I never said
you
that.
You said it was a slave auction.
You inferred it.
Bro, you said it.
No, I love the combine. You inferred
okay,
it.
Okay, bro.
And
you
I was
said
like,
it.
Kind of. You like, literally, you kind of put words into my mouth.
No,
and I
you
didn't
said
disagree.
It, bro.
I did not say
I'm
that.
I'm going to go back in the archives.
Okay.
Because you said it.
Anyways, I love the combine because it represents everything that is both good and bad with football in that. It's the place where you can make a lot of money and also lose a lot of money. It's the
shout out to Warren Sapp who said that.
It's the showcase of like it's the whole.
It's the element. T-shirt Olympics.
Exactly. You're there. It's an experience in that you're there with all your peers and I want to see how you perform. Even though I know that's not the end all be all because at the end of the day it's not football, but I just want to see. your attitude, how you compete, and what you bring to the table. Like, this is your time to shine.
Here's my counterpoint.
Because as someone who's been to the lower-level combines, I know it's, like, overwhelming. Like, that pressure of just seeing the best around you and wanting to perform with all these high stakeholders looking at you. It's overwhelming, man. And the people that are able to put their best foot forward, more props to them, even though more times than not, they flop. Shout out to that UConn. Shout out to UConn DBs.
Shout out to UConn wide receivers. Shout out to UConn skill players. There's nothing good coming out of Connecticut. But right. Honestly, my counterpoint to that would be, well, that's why I like pro days. Because it's the same thing. And it's on the player's terms.
Nah, but exactly. It's a lot more controlled environment. Yeah, like, you're with your strength coach. You're with your position coach. You're with the guys you practice with. You're getting your quarterback. It's a controlled environment. It's scripted. It's like.
And some cats are injured because of how hard they played during the season. And they don't get to compete at the combine even though they want to. Some guys don't even get invited. And then you show up at their pro day.
Some guys don't even want to.
Yeah. A lot of high-level ranking cats are like, why am I doing this? Didn't the guy get injured at the combine a couple years ago?
People get injured at the combine all the time.
I think Aaron Colvin tore his ACL at the combine.
He's about to get paid, free agent.
Yeah, like a lot of cats have gotten injured.
Slot corner.
A lot of cats have gotten injured at the combine and in private workouts too.
All right, man. So, in preparation for next week's show, which will be really combine heavy, since you know next week is the actual start of the combine, the start of the new year, the start of the draft season. So stay tuned for that. Touchdowns and Tangents, 8:30, Good News Radio Station.
Yep, I'm talking mad shit in favor of Lamar Jackson.
So just to kind of get warmed up, you don't have to go too deep. Just give me some players, some prospects who have a lot to earn, a lot to show at the combine.
Outside linebacker and All-American USC alum, Uchenna Nwosu.
Your boy.
Has a great
story.
Stay
plugging him anytime you can.
Yeah, dude, because I remember when he came to USC and I was like, damn, this dude was real at Narbonne. And then Narbonne just puts cats. Narbonne is a powerhouse right now. So you have him. Okay, that's cool. What about your high school? Who's coming out of your high school again? No one.
Marcus Williams. Notice how I whispered that in my head.
Like, oh, you mean the guy who
cost
him a shot at the Super Bowl? Gotcha. Nah, chill. He's the one Utah DB since Eric Weddle who's actually making plays, and then that happens to him.
Exactly. That's why it was like anybody else, like literally
Sean Smith, bust. Pick a Utah corner.
Keith
bust.
McGill.
Bust. Reggie Dunn. Kalen Clay actually.
Realistically, pick a Saints defensive player. Stephon Anthony.
Delvin Bro is still injured.
Jean Baptiste. That was a colossal flop.
I'm not trusting no dude with the name Jean Baptiste at cornerback who went to Nebraska. I'm not trusting a Nebraska cornerback.
Is the Clemson DB they took doing anything?
Gilchrist?
No, the other one.
McKenzie Alexander?
Yep.
He ain't doing much. He probably has like a 79 rating with the Vikings, like when the Vikings had Cedric Griffin. And,
didn't the Saints take one too, though? Was it Breland?
Nah. Breland went somewhere else.
Low-key, Clemson has hella DBs, dude.
Clemson has hella DBs, indeed. Some can play safety, some can play slot.
All right, back to your point. Nwosu.
Shout out
to Birmingham. Fuck Narbonne. All right, go ahead.
Bro, Birmingham's trash. Get out of here. And Narbonne's actually in the South Bay. But anyway, you have a guy who literally was a safety in high school. Did you say Dorsey's better than Narbonne?
Yeah, I might have that.
We're not having this. It's just because you're close to the jungles. That's why you're saying it. You weak. But anyway.
Shout out to the first time we came out to the Good News Radio Station and we got lost and almost wound up in the jungles.
You got lost. The train station's right there, bro. I can figure it out. I'm like, all right, bet. If anything happens, I'm splitting on the 733 to 33. Or worst case scenario, I'm hopping on that bus. I mean, the that Culver City train.
All right, man. Finish your
Wilson take. But anyway, he can rush the passer. He's fast, instinctive. He can do everything, a little bit of everything. He just needs some more fine-tuning, and I think he'll be fine. But he definitely brings it off the edge. He's speed, tenacity. He finishes. He's strong at the point of attack.
So what do you want to see from him at the combine?
I want to see what he runs. Obviously, in terms of, like, they're going to have him do, like, ball skill drills to see, like, how good his hands are, because I think he got a couple picks in college. Mostly, yeah, just athletics. Like, how – because if he ends up running – if he ends up pulling a Shaq Thompson, that would be kind of sad, where he runs, like, a 4.7, and you're like, really? Shaq Thompson's slow? But on the turn of the film, it looks like a 4.5. And then when you actually see him run, he ran, like, a 4.68 or something. I was like, ah, that's disgusting. That's slow. But he still ended up being a first rounder. But
somebody else. Give me another name.
I'm going to go.
Give me three names rapid fire.
Calvin Ridley. What's the dude's name? The LSU receiver from the Senior Bowl. DJ Alex. I can't remember his name.
I know who you're talking about.
That DJ Chalk. There we go.
Is that his name?
Something something Chalk.
Go ahead. Give me another name.
That guy. The Boise State linebacker, but that's obviously easy. I want to see, oh man, I'm forgetting.
All right, I'll give you
Ronald Jones. I'll just say Ronald Jones.
You're weak, bro. I don't, what happened to you? Did you watch college football this year? Are you draft ready for next week?
No, because like the.
Are you draft ready for next week? That's the real question. Because
yes.
You're over here.
How dare you?
In my 4 years of doing this shit with you, I ain't never heard you stumble over draft prospect names. You good, bro?
I'm good. I just want to see them, for the first time ever, I actually want to see guys who are supposed to be good actually show up and be good. Like, it doesn't matter what Barkley runs, he'll be fine. Rosen, Darnold.
You're right. It is DJ Chark, but yeah.
There you go. But like DJ Chark, I'm gonna see. I think he might run like a four.
I'm gonna give you.
He might run a 4.28. He might surprise some people.
I'm gonna give you one of your boys, someone you put me on.
Don't be using Washington defensive players from Oakland, bastard.
Cedric Wilson.
Yeah, that's who I forgot to say. Cedric Wilson's out of Boise State.
Because if he runs a 4.6.
It's over.
He's probably going to be a fifth or sixth round pick.
Be a seventh round pick.
If he can run a 4.4,
he's a third round pick.
Low 4.5, he can get into the second or third round for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So I want to see what he does. There's been a lot of talk about Kentavious Street. I've heard he's going to test really well just based off what I've been reading. The NC State defensive lineman, he's one of like. I think it's like three or four that are like draftable. But yeah, Chubb is the big name. And then we already talked about Derwin earlier. I want to see how he does.
Oh, I want to see that Virginia Tech linebacker everybody's talking about, Edmonds. I want to see if he really is as fast and dynamic as everyone says he is. And I want to see Nick Chubb out of Georgia.
Yeah, man, because
he was a freak in high school. People forget.
He slowed down though.
Especially last year, he slowed down.
He lost it.
And Sonny Michel literally ran. He averaged like 8 yards a carry and had 1,200 yards rushing.
I want to see what Josh Jackson jumps because he's definitely in the conversation as far as top corner. And I don't expect him to run well. He's probably going to run a 4.5.
I don't trust Iowa cornerbacks.
But he has 8 picks, and he's big and fast.
Desmond King had a bunch of picks.
Desmond King is good, bro. I need you to stop citing Desmond King because he's a good-ass fourth-round pick.
Oh, he's going
to
be a
fourth-round
pick.
Bro, if the Raiders had a fourth-round pick like Desmond King, they would be straight right now.
Well, they probably – I mean, I can check the notebook. They probably whiffed on him.
Okay.
I'm going to check my notebook.
Arden Key, man, he took a real step back last year.
He's what you would call a
Alden
Smith in the making.
He's what we talked about earlier as far as being in between a defensive end and a stand-up linebacker. He was I think they said he was 220 before he got suspended, and then he came back at 280. Or 260.
240 something. He wasn't that.
Came back at like 265, and now he's at like 240. So I kind of want to see how he's wearing that weight.
He's not like Carl Lawson. Carl Lawson really was a pure defensive end. He just had torn ACLs.
And then Harold Landry is another one name I'm looking out for because he's another defensive end hybrid guy who took a step back, and he was injured. So
out of Boston College.
Exactly.
Everybody's like, he's going to be the number one overall pick because he had 16 and a half sacks. He plays for Boston College. Calm down.
And then he was trash last year. Davenport, man, Davenport comes up in every single article. Somehow, some way.
Wait, Davenport?
Marcus Davenport, defensive end from
UTSA?
Yeah. Texas. Props to you,
Texas,
man.
Texas San Antonio?
I read it was either like ESPN or Bleacher, like a notable like sports website, and they put UTEP.
Yeah, because they're stupid.
I was like, okay, that's slander.
UTSA. It's not Texas El Paso. It's Texas San Antonio.
Okay, give me a dark horse.
A dark horse. Okay.
Like an under the radar name. I'm
trying to think of a running back.
That might really make themselves some money.
Come back to me because I have like three.
I'll give you a couple. Alex Kappa, dude, we've talked about on this podcast multiple times, Humboldt State. Offensive tackle made a bunch of headlines at the Senior Bowl.
Are you just stealing my picks out of my brain?
Anthony Galloway, another dude we talked about in this podcast, who finds himself in trouble with the law all the time. He's been compared to Percy Harvin, but he needs to run like Percy Harvin, which I don't know if he will.
Percy Harvin was that one dude who ran a 4.41, but you knew he ran a 4.2?
Exactly.
You swore it all your life?
Exactly. And then another dude who I read in an article, Hercules Mata'afa. Yep.
D lineman out of Washington State.
Yep.
They don't know if he's kind of a tweener. He's either not strong enough, or he doesn't weigh enough to be a defensive tackle, and he's not fast enough to be a defensive end.
They're saying he's basically like a broke version of Solomon Thomas.
Ouch.
So, he's going to have to test well if he wants to stay in that first and second round range. Otherwise, he's going to fall to 3 or 4.
Okay, I got one. Malik Jefferson, because his stock has apparently fallen as of late, which is interesting because he was supposed to be this, like, world beater, can't stop or can't miss.
I think it's really just the strength of the linebacker class, like you mentioned. I think him and Nwosu are, like, neck and neck.
Nwosu's outside linebacker, though.
But they're, like, yeah, but Jefferson could play outside, too. And then
he's probably better suited.
Edmonds, we already talked about. Roquan, we already talked about. Which people are saying Roquan might measure under 6 foot.
I wouldn't be
surprised. Which would
kill his draft.
Kill his stock. You're talking about going from top 10 to going second round. Maybe even later.
Yeah. I got a guy at outside linebacker. Okay, that's weird because they have Roquan Smith as an outside linebacker, too.
He is an outside linebacker.
I thought he was playing inside.
He's a Will.
Tremaine Edwards. Edmonds, that's his name. But he also has a brother, I think Tremaine Edwards, who's a safety, who's a pretty interesting prospect. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Durance Armstrong Jr., outside linebacker, defensive end, Kansas, 6'4", 241. He actually looks like a really good player. He was actually a pretty good player for them. And he had 10 sacks as a sophomore.
And I know you're going to slander me for this one, but the tackle from Texas.
They're saying he's a guard now. I'm like, yo, that's why there's no good tackles anymore, because you all pump him inside. You pump him inside the guard.
I want to see what he does. All right, real quick, before we close out this segment and get into the rant, who is your best interview for next week, and who's going to be your best wonder look test?
I want to say Sky Moore, outside linebacker out of South Carolina. The dude, like, broke his neck. He had to have his neck fused, I think, after, like, his he missed the whole 2016 season. And he worked his way back. He was a captain. I'm just rooting for him. Like, I really want to hear his story at the combine for a dude who literally, like, was almost not going to be able to play again. And he was like, he's like their all-time leading tackler. He's like literally one of the best linebackers in that school's history. So I'm rooting for him. And then what was the other question?
Best Wunderlich test.
Wunderlich test? Minkah. I think Minkah Fitzpatrick for some weird reason. Do you have the players who are really, who usually corners who are really smart? They usually test pretty high. Or Rosen. Rosen.
I was going to say
Rosen. Would be a smart ass about
it. I was going to say Rosen. I think Rosen breaks the Wunderlich test, and I read that somewhere.
Darnold, too, probably.
I read that somewhere, but I thought it already before. And I will say the best interview will probably be Darnold because you don't hear anything but about his intangibles. I think one who needs a good, great interview will be Baker Mayfield because he's Baker Mayfield.
Lamar Jackson, too, because they're looking for things to poke into him. And if he starts
That's talking, very true.
If he's, like, all mumbling at the mic and
– And honestly, he probably will.
He's standoffish. And they ask him questions like, "Wow, well, what's wrong with being a team player and switching to receiver?" He'll snap on him.
Which is a whole separate issue about how we have these social norms of, like, soft-spoken – black men and how we put them in categories.
But we don't need to go into that. Black men are smart enough to lead a team
or play again, quarterback. Yeah, but for sure. All right, Kenny. So I know you're going to have a long rant. I know there's some stuff you want to talk about, some things you want to share.
Should I share it from yesterday?
And,
I feel like it's okay to share.
And, you know, I know you have some joy you want to let out and some things you want to get off your chest, so I'm going to let you go ahead at your rant first.
Wow. Thank you. So I recently turned 26 years old, or young. However you want to look at it, my left knee would probably tell you different.
That was for your birthday, not for your knee.
I know. Thank you. My knee doesn't deserve it. Because it was like, I was like, yo, you just betrayed me. Like, we were good for years. How you just start getting bad on me now, but whatever. And I had been doing a lot of reflecting on my life, like the things I've overcome and the things I've lived through, mistakes I've made. Was my ego in check? Should I have been more assertive in these situations? And I will say that, like, I'm kind of getting a lot of closure with it. So I would just say to anyone who's, like, over the age of 25 or approaching it, my sister told me this a couple years ago. She said, you're going to have a huge freak out when you turn 25. It's called a mid-midlife crisis, but it'll be okay. Shout out to my older sister, Courtney. Love you. Yeah, she just pretty much said, like, you'll eventually, once it's all over, you'll decide who you want to become and you'll work towards that. And that's pretty much just what I'm doing right now. Trying to be a better person overall. Trying to be more optimistic. Not quick to anger. You know, keep my temper in check. I mean, I'm a pretty mellow person. But just stupid shit really sets me off quickly. Like, people who are driving and they don't turn their blinker on. But then they, like, are just stuck in between a lane for, like, 2 miles and they don't pick a lane. I hate those people. I hate them and everyone who loves them, because you should know better. But anyway, yesterday went to the beach, had an edible. Oh, man. I would say for anyone who's mature enough who can handle it, just try an edible. Just try weed one time in your life and just sit somewhere safe and just relax. Man. I went to go see Black Panther for the second time with my mom and my sister, and it hit me when we were in the theater, and I could not stop laughing. Like, I was laughing at scenes that weren't even funny, mostly because, like, I watched the film a second time, and I was like, damn, Ryan Coogler put a lot of great, like, a lot of great cultural subplots and norms and things that you kind of have to think about when you're watching that movie. So I would say go watch Black Panther, especially if you're black, and learn something from it. Learn the parallels from it. But then to all round this out, because yesterday also was, like, at the beach, just chilling, drinking some wine, eating a bunch of really good food, enjoying happy hour, enjoying the water. Like, man, you really got to learn to unplug from life sometimes. It's dangerous if you don't. It's just constantly grinding and always working, never actually enjoying your life. Then you're going to look up one day and be like, damn, where did my 20s go? I just spent all my time working. Like, I and for people over the age of 25, I understand. Life's a bitch. Student loans are unkind in every way. And shit, those overdraft statements are a beast. You're talking to someone who's had their account negative a couple times. Not even ashamed to admit that, because I knew where my money was coming from, and I'm good. But yeah, my biggest thing, biggest takeaway, and I stopped talking because I hate the sound of my voice too. Really just...
And you're rambling.
Yeah, I am. I am. Honestly, enjoy your life, man. Enjoy your life right now.
Which is what we always say pretty much to end this podcast. All right, man. Yeah. So let me hop
asshole.
In here. Let me hop in here. Happy birthday to KB. Thank my you. Boy, my brother.
Black, oh, yeah, one last thing. Black China's head game is trash. Ladies, if y'all trying to make that the new standard for head, you don't want to play that game because, dudes, we will get dirty. We will come together and unionize. I'm not, no. Her head game was trash. For all you all new right, chicks man. And strippers.
All right. Damn.
You know what?
We already said enough.
Boo! That's all I'm going to say. Boo!
Enough stuff to get protested on the air before we even have a big enough following.
Finish that nice thing you were saying about me. I appreciated it.
Well, if you just shut up for once. Anyways, shout out to KB. Happy birthday, man. My brother, my podcast partner, the homie, friend, whatever you want to call it, man. Proud of you. I know I'm hard on you, but just keep grinding, man. That's all I got to say. Pause.
Nigga just tried to sun me. I thank you.
Nah, not even that, man. I'm really proud of you, man. You could be anywhere else but here, but we're here, and we keep doing this show every single week. We hope you like it. We hope you listen. We hope you share. We hope you do whatever you got to do. We hope this thing inspires you.
We hope you get home every day.
Back to my take. What I wanted to say is that, man, just appreciate the little things. Appreciate the people in your life. You know, that's a big thing for me. And I just want to say, and I know Kenny will probably be mad at me because I'm saving this to the end, because he probably will slaughter me after this once we get off the air. But Black Panther was a great movie. But it was a movie. It was a superhero movie. And if you're expecting anything else, don't, man, because we still got a lot of other things going on. And as great as it was to see a beautiful black woman with natural hair get the protagonist, and as beautiful as it was to see a primary black cast and a black directed or an executive movie get $100 million budget, don't get distracted, man. We still got a lot of problems going on. We still need a lot of help. We need a lot of activism. And as a panel that I sat and watched said, we will know when we have real progress, when movies get this type of budget that Black Panther get, that aren't superhero movies, that aren't blockbusters, and they can flop, and people will still make them. Because what people have found out is there is money for tolerance and inclusion. So the fact that Black Panther did awesome and made people profit, Disney, was not a surprise. The fact is, it's only the start. So that's all I want to say. Black Panther, it was a great movie. I loved it. I was entertained. Worth every dollar. But it's a superhero movie. So just keep it into context, because context is always key. Even though we love tangents here on Topical, on Touchdowns with Tangents. I'm PD Camarillo.
I'm Kenneth Frank James Berry.
Man, as Kenny said, love your life. Like our broadcast. Share our podcast. Tune in on the GoodNewsRadioStation.com and mobile app. We also got a stream coming soon, so stay tuned for that. Shout out to Keith, the good news. Shout out to Courtside Radio for sitting in, giving us some takes early on, man. We really needed that energy.
Them dudes are dope.
You got to really listen to them. They're high energy and really blasphemous stuff that will make you want to call in and probably bash the table. So.
And you've probably thought this at one point or another watching a game or someone you know, and you probably were at the barbershop talking trash about Jordan and everybody had a moment of silence for T-Mac.
The point is, listen to our broadcast Thursdays at 8:30. Subscribe to our podcast. Like it, rate it, and follow us on social media.
iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Anchor for some of our pre-show little teaser stuff.
And Kenny might actually update that stuff next week. So,
first off, I purposely don't update Facebook because... Yeah, you got to catch our old stuff first before I put all the new stuff up. So fall back. But anyway, also, we're going to be having Combine episodes and everything in the coming weeks. If you want to be a guest on the show, hit us up on social media, man. Or ladies. If you want to cuss us out and run down like some feminist ideology, we will listen. Especially Pete. if you feel like... If you feel like we're stupid as hell, and
I'm cutting you. I'm cutting you out for Daddy Kane, Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, honestly, there's nothing to say. And
drop some smooth lyrics. No half stepping this week. Touchdowns and tangents. Straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. It was.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.